The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, feliz Navidad, feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
Tínicos santa rascante, los otarachicos santa pechito, los otros batante, los otros chindicos san paraquinde, pasante repite, los otros cantante, con los otros presente, José Feliciano. I like, see, Spanish, that was, of course, that was fake Spanish. Oh my gosh, is that racist? I was just having fun with just doing a little accent there. It's always so nice, though, always so friendly. See, I always think Spanish is always such a nice language, beautiful language, like Italian, the Romance languages, like French, those nice languages. So there, and also the Spanish stations, you know, you got us, and then you got like the news stations in ratings wise, and then you got the Spanish stations, and they just like are off the charts, number one all the time. I thought maybe I would take a couple of listeners. Hey, there's a new guy in town. Hello, that thing to go to Santa Rita, Joe Piscopo. Just kind of get everybody to the radio station. Hey, good morning. You know, I could tell you, I could open it to Dower and Dank, and we could whine and we could complain. I will. Give me time. I'll get there. But with the impeachment thing today, I'm embarrassed as an American. I come before the microphone this morning embarrassed as an American because of the Democratic Party. Because of like the progressives in the party going to impeach Donald J. Trump. I mean, I am appalled. I am puzzled. I am amazed we got here, especially after, the FISA judge slams. You saw that the FISA judge slams the FBI. And again, with great respect to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, you know, there's like a six people, right? Made it bad for the FBI. You know, or maybe just a little core of bad actors there getting carried away with themselves, letting the power to take a hold of themselves. And the FISA a judge just shut that down. And she by January 10th, she wants a complete revision of how they deal with the FISA court. I don't know why you need a FISA court, but in any case, everything that led to this impeachment. And believe me, they still think that the president is a Russian accent, you know? Oh, a Russian accent. I could do that, too. So they really are going after President Trump in that regard. It started with the Mueller probe. Mueller himself gets up there. They make it's an absolute embarrassment then. Now you and I go, wow, now I guess they'll just stop after the Mueller probe. And you got to keep going back to that. Because how does that keep getting out there? And now Rick Gates, you know, Paul Manafort's guy, he's going to spend some time in jail, short time in jail. And for what? Oh, yeah, it was for what? The Mueller probe? Oh, wait. Well, what? Wasn't that all fake? There was no Russian collusion? Everybody and anybody, including Roger Stone, General Flynn, anybody, they should all be exonerated right now, right this second. If that judge had any guts in her heart, she would just this is just acquit everybody. Look what's happening. The whole thing was a fiasco. But it doesn't only stop there. The collateral damage, Hope Hicks and everybody who had Michael Caputo had to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. you know, to defend themselves. It doesn't stop there. Now it goes to Ukraine, a Ukraine phone call set up. And, of course, now the president releases the transcript of that phone call. You and I look at it, you go, no, nothing there. And the socialists, the progressives, are afraid of that arm of the party. And Nancy Pelosi, who has homeless, if you watched our friend Tucker Carlson yesterday talk about San Francisco yesterday with our buddy Dr. Mark Siegel and how dangerous and how unsanitary it is in San Francisco. I don't even want to go there this early in the morning, but they're doing things in the streets that you and I can't even imagine. And that's in Nancy Pelosi's district. This is what she's got the time to do. They're going to impeach the president after the Mueller probe failing dramatically. After you and I knowing this is just another political takedown. And the only sad thing is, the only thing, and they know it, it'll go into the history books. And that's why the president wrote Nancy Pelosi a very harsh letter yesterday. So in the history books, that people could read the way the president's feeling. And then, you know what? When they look at the election in 2020 and Donald Trump, you know, wins, you know, in a landslide, the people, you know, the 40, 50 years from now will understand that. But my God, I'm just embarrassed that they got here. And it's scary because of the collateral damage. You know me, I'm always thinking about you and I, just the regular people out there. And it's like the collateral damage that is caused by the Mueller probe. And now this is happening as well. This impeachment fiasco is just inexcusable. Yet these people still keep getting voted in. And that is, and this is nothing that I don't understand how you're a Democrat, a socialist, but how you vote Democrat when you see the Mueller fiasco, you see this impeachment fiasco, and number two, the anti-Semitic rise within the Democratic Party, the hate for the Jewish community and for the state of Israel. This is mind numbing to me. I cannot get my hand around it. I wish I could verbalize. How do you vote for a Democrat knowing that the Democrats back racists like Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib? How do you vote? How do you vote like that? And if you're a person in the Jewish community, well, just vote Democrat. I'm telling you what, you're going to cause yourselves a lot of problems because these people, you know, if you're of one faith, they do not want you around anymore. Dov Hyken will join us. You know, one of them is Dov on the show. He's a former Democratic State Assemblyman from Brooklyn, but a founder of Americans Against Anti-Semitism. And we'll be talking about the Jersey City aftermath as well, you know, happening, going after that kosher deli, you know. And you forget about the four people that died in the kosher deli, Rabbi Friedman and Mrs. Gold and Mrs. Ferenz. And then the poor guy working there, Douglas Miguel Rodriguez. You forget about that, right? And a big shout out to the Jersey City Police and to the Seals family. What a heartbreak. It was a beautiful, beautiful send-off of Detective Joseph Seals. But this morning it's got to be tough for the Seals family to get up. And then his 12-year-old son is not without a dad, you know. And the detective's, widow now is there without a husband. Inexcusable. And again, let's get to the solution. As beautiful as that funeral was, how did these creeps, how did these slugs, these two killers, this guy and this gal, how in the name of God did they even, they had weapons, the guy had weapons charges against him, and that he was online, there was online spewing hate, and nothing, and not Twitter, not Facebook, anybody did anything about it. How do we get a hold of that? Anyway, the stage is set as the House moves to impeach President Trump today, reading here two articles of impeachment accused Donald Trump of abusing power, obstructing Congress in the investigation of the Ukraine scandal. Oh, my Lord. Democrats argue that the president pressured Ukraine to publicly announce an investigation of Democrats this past summer. You know, we saw it, and you see what was happening. All of this is false. At the time, the president was delaying vital U.S. military aid to Ukraine. It wasn't vital U.S. military aid. It was payments because there was such corruption there. We don't know where the money goes. We're sick of spending all the money with all these other countries who don't even show us anything for it. The Democrats have called it a shakedown. Wrong, and just wrong. Meantime, that veteran diplomat Taylor is leaving the Ukraine today, and the Ukraine, whatever you call it. And here, another story. President Trump says impeachment by the House amounts to declaring open war on American democracy. This is in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The president expressed the strongest and most powerful protest against impeachment. He called it a partisan crusade. The president accused Democrats of pursuing an unprecedented and an unconstitutional abuse of power. The House is expected to debate and vote on impeachment tomorrow. That may even happen into late into the night today. But you know what? You know what? It's going to be ongoing on television 24/7. And that's what gets me crazy. On a much more local note, so I went over, and what a day yesterday I had, my goodness gracious. And I'll tell you got to stay positive. But I said, you know, I finished up the show. I said, let me grab a quick workout, and then let me run. I had to go uptown to get Olivia a little present, right? So I on the way, then Fox Radio called, and they're right in the Fox around 6th Avenue there in Midtown. And what a great facility they have. Wow. So anyway, I went and did a nice interview at Fox Radio, right? Went upstairs, parked my car outside. Look at me. Parked my car, put my blinkers on, flashers on. Went upstairs, did the interview with Fox Radio. And then I ran down, came back, picked up Olivia's present, made sure it was okay, got all that. And then I headed on down. But as I went, usually go on my usual roads, they were blocked off. And I'm saying, why are they blocked off? And then I found out about this poor gal that died because some debris fell from the building. Because I looked down 49th Street and I was right there. And I was going, you know, it was only a couple hours later. And I went, whoa, what's that? Some police activity. So this happened around 10:45. Tuesday morning, yeah, in Times Square near the corner of 7th Avenue, 49th Street, right? How many times you and I walk by there? Am I right? This poor gal. Reports indicate that there's a 15-story building located there was cited for failure to properly maintain the facade in April, and part of that facade apparently came loose yesterday. The victim that was killed has been identified as 60-year-old architect Erica Tishman, and our hearts go out to the family. Walking down the street in New York, and this building was cited. Why don't they follow up on that? This poor gal. And it could be any of us, you know. So that was scary. So we, of course, express our condolences to the Tishman family. But gosh almighty, that was just so, so scary. So we got a big day. But then, and I wanted to tell you, too, and we'll break all those stories down, why those happened. And Judge Napolitano will join us. Joe Borelli was at the Christmas party yesterday. Councilman Joe Borelli will join us. John Clark is going to join us. He's the vice president and legislative director of the New York State Troopers Police Benevolent Association. And Arthur Idala as well will join us on the show. You always at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. But I made it, man. I'm at the Christmas party. I go in there. And between... You're not the guys are gonna live. You know, I don't want to. Do I really want to talk business at the Christmas party? I don't know. I'll tell you right now, between you and I, and I'm very honest with you, I don't think I'll go to another Christmas party. You just want to go. You want it to be nice and have. You know what I'm saying? At my age, I need this. Right? Got to do this. I mean, the things that I'm doing business at the Christmas party. So I had to get out of there because I had to go see Charlie. She was the shepherd at the school recital there, an hour away. No one says to me, Joe, you okay? Come on, Joe, we'll get you out of here. Let's take care of Joe. Let's get Joe. So I need so many things. I got nothing. I got nothing. Nothing. And I'm doing as good as I can. This is me whining. Now I am whining. And nobody says, hey, Joe, you got to go. I want one of those guys that the senators have. Oh, it's time to go, Mr. Piscopo. It's time to go. You know, Senator, you got to go now. I need somebody like that. Just somebody, a guardian angel at the radio station to watch out for me.
No, they fired him.
No, because they had to pay him, right?
Right.
An intern. You know. So I'm going, oh, now it's getting late. And then they go, oh, now we're going to do a speech. Here, Joe, you got to do a speech. After I get railed about, here, we after.
Nice speech.
So I do a speech. Then, oh, now it's grab bag. I got to go because I got to see my kid, man, and no one's going to stop me. So I go. I get my jacket. I got to go through. You know, they had one. You ever get those coat? You ever go to a party and then the coat racks and everybody's jacket and you can't find your jacket? It was like that. So I'm trying to find my jacket, trying to get my hat. And they're giving them, hey, and everybody's drunk and having a great time. And I got to get out of there. So I got in my car. And I just, don't you know, the traffic, of course, getting out of the Holland Tunnel onto the New Jersey Turnpike. And I stayed with it. And I didn't stop. And I kept going.
Keep going.
Because I had to see my kid. I had to see my kid. Hold on. Hold on a second. We'll get to you in a second. So I'm going. And I'm going down. The turnpike, the traffic, it's inexcusable, but it's moving. And it's moving. And it keep moving. So I get there. And now I got to get onto the Garden State Parkway. If you want to plan the worst trip ever in your life, think of this. Holland Tunnel, New Jersey Turnpike, Garden State Parkway. That was me. So I go right down. I'm going down. And I'm looking. Now I'm on the clock. And I'm doing the speed limit as best I can. And I'm getting down there. And sure enough, boom, right there. And there's the church. Boom. I go there. Do you know I made it? By the grace of God, I made it. And all the negativity and all I had to deal with and the politics, you know, of doing what it just flushed it all out. Walked into that church, made the sign of the cross, and boom, I was there. And there, and I saw my beautiful daughter up there. And she had lines. She had lines where she had a lot of lines, this kid. So it was great. And Frankie and Al, we talked about it. Al, that's the thing. She had a lot of lines. And I'm
so
watching.
Maybe she said, I'm Charlie Piscopo. Got it. Throw me a couple extra lines.
That's right. You want the Piscopo name and lights
that's
above
right.
the marquee.
That's right.
You got to make this a roll.
You want my father to come all the way down here to see me. I got to have some
right.
lines.
You want this show talked about on the radio, mentioned in Page Six, getting all the good reviews.
Right.
She was the front and center on the altar, front and center, in her shepherd. They actually gave her a name, Anna. I assume it was Saint Anna. Yeah. So she was there. And one line after, and I'm watching going, I am, by the grace of God, I'm so, if I didn't go, oh.
Yeah. You want publicity? You got to give me more lines. That's it.
No, she was great. The kids were great, and the thing, and Debbie, I made it, and you were the only person in that room that had any concern for me, and I thank you for that. You were the only one. I swear to God, you were the only one. I saw the concern on your face. No, and everybody else, like Frank and Al, they're like, and it's like, you know, and.
What time does Charlie's play start? Oh, wait.
Yeah,
and then,
exactly,
like you said, the coat rack alone, that takes 10 minutes to find your jacket.
Al was right, though. Yeah, that coat rack. We could use a new coat rack over there. And I'm glad they had dinner for us. Oh, that's right. So
the snacks
were good.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for the people serving because they were like, one piece of advice,
though. When you hand a tomahawk chop in like a little sample, very difficult to eat. I felt like a savage trying to eat that thing.
You know what, Al? You looked like a savage. You looked like a savage.
I did.
What was a tomahawk chop?
A piece of meat that they had on the bone.
Oh, Frank goes, how did I miss that?
No, he turned it down.
Like
the
six
guy,
times.
Well, no, you know, the guy, Joe, whose place that is, a great guy, a big listener to our show.
That's a great place, by the way.
No, it is. I go there all the time, the Bailey. No, it is. I go there constantly.
And
you know what? They do brunch now on Sundays. I go there for brunch afterwards. What happened was, because my wife and I were there early, they thought somehow we were in charge of this party, which we certainly were not. And so the passing foods, the hors d'oeuvres, were going around, and people kept saying to the people passing around, oh, no, I'm going to wait for dinner. And then Joe gets word that they're saying this, so he gets nervous because he wants everyone to have a good time, but, you know, we didn't pay for dinner. So he then threw those in, those sliders and those lamb chops and everything. He threw those in there.
Wow. That was great. Yeah, because there was no dinner. Yeah, because otherwise we had cheese. It was just like... Cheese
drinks?
And crackers.
You got drinks? You cover drinks? I had a club soda.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
It was nice. That place was packed. That place is popular.
You know what?
It's
a great place.
Yeah,
it is
really
a great
is.
Place. So, but the point is, I'm going around. Everybody's going. We're talking this, and then Beth Connor, God bless her, she's so sweet. She says, "Joe, don't burn yourself out." And I said, "Beth, I got to get out of here." She understood. But Debbie had you had that motherly look on your face. Saying,
I know I do.
You got
that.
Your kid. You
I worry
better get
about
going.
Everybody.
You know. And Big Al, you hit it on the hour and 20 minutes, brother. How about
Thank
that?
You. Thank you.
Yeah,
nice.
You were on the money, Big Al. You know,
mm-hmm. You play Al Traffic says, Price is Right.
Al can fill in for me next time I'm off.
He said an hour and a half. Yeah, hour and a half. So it's coming down to 5:30. I had to get there by 7. I went, oh,
wow.
Then I drove all the way back and asked me if I got a thank you from the mom. Thank you for being here. Thanks for showing. I got beat up. Yes, I don't care if we're late, Al. I'm talking. I guess, you know what? I'm talking.
I was saying that in your ear, but now that you're bringing it up.
We're going to blow off spots. I'm fired up. I've had it. After last night, are you kidding? Debbie, thanks for your...
You made it. made it. You made it. You got
to see your
daughter.
And it was worth it. Yeah. And it was worth it. So worth it. She was great, actually. She was very talented. And then I went to the classroom, and I met the teacher, and I met everybody. It was just great. It was just great. Debbie, I love you. You're just a shining star. And now with the traffic, here we go. We're going to move on, right, of course. 624. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The answer, grrr.
I had a great conversation with Beth Connors, too. She's a sweetheart. Let's see what's happening out here right now, Joe. The eastbound side of the BQE, it's bumper to bumper getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. It's all due to this earlier disabled truck. But, boy, delays go way back down toward the Verrazano. Watch for slowdowns on the westbound BQE, the Kosciuszko Bridge. An accident there was just cleared away. It's kind of busy at the Whitestone Bridge getting into Queens, heading to the inbound GWB, Lincoln, and the Holland, all 20 to 25 minutes. Heading into town. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic here as you head to the Garden State Parkway North at 127 with an accident cleared. Griggstown Causeway is flooded. Also, if you're heading to 95 southbound, slowing down into Port Chester with some construction just cleared away. And heading to 684 North, exit 3, a downed tree. Watch for some icing conditions, especially on the secondary roads. Checking in on the forecast, it looks like we'll see sunshine today with a high in the 30s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220 or visit Pompeii Gift Baskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, giftbaskets.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Parents, do you want your child's shoes to fit perfectly? Then you need to get your kids Skechers Stretch Fit shoes, because Skechers Stretch Fit shoes easily slip on and fit almost like a sock. And not only do they fit like a dream, they perform like one too. Skechers Stretch Fit keeps your child's feet comfortable all day long with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Plus, you'll love just how durable they are. And if they get dirty, just pop them in the washing machine. Skechers Stretch Fit shoes. Find them at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever kids' shoes are sold.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, it's Red Kettle time. Here we go. Here we go. It is time. We're going to try to raise some money for the I'm just trying to get my computer up for the Salvation Army, because it's very, very, you know, it's a fight to support 13 million people who live in poverty across the U.S. I tell you about this all the time, you know, and as good as everybody else is doing, there are people that fall through the cracks. You would hope the government takes care of that. They do not. It is the Salvation Army. So you have to support the Salvation Army, because they serve over 23 million people in the United States every year with vital services. So now we have a goal. We want to reach like $24,000 by year's end. That's a lot of money. And I know you spend a lot of money and everything else, but we ask you to put on your list, very respectfully, team970.org. All of us have made a donation. You make a small donation. You make a big donation. Whatever it is, team970.org. Let's try to get that money going this week and right before Christmas, okay? Because people are in need for gifts, for shelter, kids, families. Unbelievable in the United States of America. Thank God we have the Salvation Army to be that safety net. So if you go to team970.org, whether you give a little, you give a lot, every dollar does a world of good, and it goes right to our communities. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. That's team970.org.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
What?
I like that music. Is that, did John Williams do that music, Frank? Do you think? Is that John
Absolutely,
Williams?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes, he did.
The guy's,
he won an
guy's
Oscar for that, actually.
Yeah.
Well, the Star Wars movie is out. So, you know, we're celebrating Star Wars. It has nothing to do with the evil empire or letting the hate flow through you, Joe. It has nothing to do with that. What are you talking
you
about?
You go to a Christmas party, and we go to the Christmas party. You like to just go to a Christmas party. I don't want to hear about sales and what's
Scrooge
going on.
Scrooge is happier than you are now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And I'm there. It just threw my whole game off. I went, what? Why am I being lambasted like this? I don't need this. I walk away. You know what I mean? And I go to Fox Radio. They treat me like, oh, with such respect. You know, I said, well, isn't this great?
Great people there. Great people.
And by awesome. They actually have studios in the 21st century. That's great. Not like, you know, our Thomas Edison studios that we have. This is great. I said, it's great. So I'm sitting there going, what? It's like, and I just walked out of there so deflated. Just so, and then see, this is why when I always tell you, you always got to take the high road and the good always will prevail. I got beat up. Oh, because I don't want to talk business at a holiday party. I just know it's rude. It's rude and it's unprofessional, you know? And if you're drinking, don't use booze as an excuse because it's rude. And you know what? I don't need it. You know, I respect myself too much. I just don't need it. So I walk out of there going, and you know who it was nice to do? It was nice to pay tribute to all the folks that, like Matt Sambolin and Stu, our engineer, Matt Sambolin, operations manager, Peter Feivlin, and Courtney, and a lot of Kara, who does the social media, and the folks that do not get the credit, Charles. That produces, you know, that the folks that don't get the credit that were there. Those are the folks that I really, it was nice that we paid homage to, and it was nice and I did that. So aside from our big sales stars, you know, and certainly the talent on air, but then I leave and I'm still, and I go, well, now this is what I needed. I needed that. Now I'm on the clock. Now, thank God I parked my car totally illegally right outside, you know, and I walked through one Christmas party to go check on my car because they had little Christmas parties going, and right by the window where I could see my car, there was another Christmas party. Hey, Joe, did you want to join our party? Somebody said it was like stockbrokers from Wall Street. I went, no, thank you, though. So I took a couple pictures, you know, going to check on my car.
Saw somebody with a camera who wasn't a part of the party. Like, she was hanging, like, on the outside of where our room was.
Yeah, a little stalking.
Sort of a little with the camera, stalking.
A little stalkage, but you know,
Kevin McCullough went over, but she said she didn't want a picture with him. She wanted you.
Well, so stop it! You're the worst. Why would you?
I'm the worst.
Don't instigate.
Wait, now wait a second. He just 15 minutes.
But
so I make one comment.
Go ahead.
So folks understand, you know, the gist of why you were a little perturbed. It's because people were trying to talk business with you at the Christmas party, or because they made you talk when you were trying to leave, or because of the coat rack situation, or something else.
All of the above.
Right. Okay. All right.
It was just a very stressful time. I'm never going again. Don't put me down. Don't ask me. There's certainly, I know what to mark and what not to do. And I just, it's because you don't want that. You want to go in and be welcomed and have a nice time, you know, and then I'm on the clock in my head and I know I got to go say, I can't relax anyway, but darn if I didn't make it. So all of that, and the point I'm making, you get all that negativity, you know, it's business stuff. It's business. Hey, it's called work. It's called work. It's what we do. So all of that stuff all piles up. Then I'm in my car. and I go, okay, let me get this going. And I'm in my, you know, that drive mode, man. And I'm going through, we have the worst roads in the country. We really do. The worst traffic. There's no traffic flow. I mean, the New Jersey Turnpike, you kidding me? And yet it was moving by the grace of God. And now I'm looking at the clock and I'm watching the clock, you know, and you know, your GPS estimates you're going to be there. And I got, I had two minutes to get there. I was supposed to be there at 7:00 and my GPS says, you'll get there at 6:58. And I go, okay, I'm not stopping. Man, I'm not stopping. I'm going. And then you get on the Garden State Parkway, which I love the Garden State Parkway, but oh my God, the traffic, there's no, it moves. It's moving. See? You see what I'm saying? And I said, come on, stay with that. Okay, Al, can you imagine if there was traffic? I would have had a.
Oh, forget it. You would have drove off the road. Or you would have gotten on the shoulder and just knocked over.
Yeah. Because when it comes to the kids, they have no patience. And therein probably is why I had no patience. And people want to talk business. Hey, it's what we're in here for. We have fun, but we're here for business, so I understand it. But so I went down that Garden State Parkway, and then it said, then all of a sudden I must have gained time because, oh, you'll get there at 6:50, and then, oh, you're going to get there at 6:44. So I must have been hammering it down there. I didn't realize it. And darn, I pulled into that church, man, and the whole parking lot was crowded, and it was all about, it was the good Christian people there, all the good Catholics there, all their kids in school. It was jam-packed, Christ the cross right up there hanging. I walked in, I went, this is what Christmas is all about right here. And it was, and the people were nice and warm, and then I got to see Charlie, and I'm so glad I went, because she had a bunch of lines. It was like a whole thing, and then she had the most lines front and center. And then I went to her classroom, we met everybody, talked to everybody. So it was right then, of course, everybody leaves I gotta drive home, you know, and then I gotta go get to work, but it's all good. So all that negativity, you know what I mean, it always seems to, we always used to say a Saturday Night Live, because we would always have there'd be always adversity. Something would always be wrong, whether the network wanted something, network censored something. Again, the producer, your producer, it's your boss, you know, they don't like the way you did something, so you got to work your way through it. And I always said, through adversity came comedy. It really does. Through chaos will come comedy, like that. And when you go through the turmoil, like a little, and it's these, believe me, these are little blips in life, and you go through that, like I went through yesterday, one thing, another thing, another thing, you know, and you're deflated. Stay with it. I swear to God, that's only to set you up for the good. I'm telling you, it's only to set you up for the good. So, because good will prevail over all the negativity. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. This is my little lesson for the day. Listen, take it for what it's worth, but I think it's very, very true, especially during this hectic and very stressful Christmas season. Joe Borelli's going to join us. He's a great guy. He came to the party, and Dove Heichen will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. John Clark as well, and Arthur Idala will join us. Judge Napolitano will join us. And you always at 877-970-2999. You know, we'll talk about the impeachment when we come back. It's an embarrassment. This is a stain on our history in the United States of America. This is a stain, and it comes from a small group of socialists. I'm embarrassed that all the Democrats didn't just go up against Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Nadler. I'm embarrassed that these Democrats, you got to give Jeff Van Drew, this guy's a real hero from the second district down there in Jersey, and he's going to become a Republican, stepping away from this nonsense, this embarrassment. And the press is all over it, and all they talk about is this. So we try to deviate away from it. Also, what happened in Jersey City, why did that happen? Why is there the anti-Semitic rise? And why, in the name of God Almighty, do people keep voting for the progressive socialists who hate Israel and hate the Jewish community? Someone explain that to me. Especially if you're of the Jewish faith and you're going to vote Democrat this time around and put the House of Representatives back, and you're going to put Albany the way it is now, run by Democrats. Look what's happening. Look at the crime in the streets. Look what's happening at Barnard College. Look what's happening. You see it start to happen. The reason is because you put progressives in power. You put progressives in power. I saw the light, and I hope to God, if you listen and you're not a conservative, I'm not a conservative. If you're a liberal, if you're an old-fashioned liberal, God bless you, because there's none of you left either. Now everybody's all progressive socialists now. And man, the why you keep voting like that is totally beyond this guy on the radio right now. Joe on the radio, we're going to make a difference together. It's 6:38 on AM 970, The Answer. And Al is standing by with the headline news just for you this morning on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
33 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo proposing legislation that makes it clear a drunk person can be sexually assaulted. Under current state law, a person who voluntarily ingests drugs or alcohol is not considered legally incapable of consent, creating a loophole that can hinder a sexual assault victim's ability to seek justice against attackers. Cuomo unveiled a proposal yesterday that would close that loophole by making it clear that a victim's ability to consent is jeopardized, whether they were intoxicated by choice or otherwise. The governor says his proposal is an action toward ending the culture of abuse in New York. Several New Jersey officials are demanding a Jersey City Board of Education member quit after she referred to the hate attack on a kosher market that left four innocents dead as a message. The Attorney General's office alleges David Anderson, one of the suspects behind the December 10th mass shooting, has connections to the Black Hebrew Israelites, which is widely considered a hate group, and that he and his co-suspect targeted the market. In a Facebook post that has since been deleted, board member Joan Terrell Page asked if people would be brave enough to explore the message behind the attack. She also referred to some members of the Jewish community as brutes. Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop has since stated Terrell Page should resign in response. Governor Murphy has also called for her resignation. In sports, Knicks crushed the Hawks 143-120. Nets beat the Pelicans in overtime 108-101. Islanders demolished by the Predators 8-3. And Jets safety Jamal Adams, the only local pro football player going to the Pro Bowl. College hoops tonight, St. John's takes on Albany. Pregame is at 8:10. The tip is at 8:30 right here on AM 970. The answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks. Let's go up to the Sawmill North at Croton Avenue heading up into Mount Kisco. It's an accident. We're still seeing some icy conditions, especially north of the city. 84 is moving a little bit slowly east at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. Speeds down to 35 at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. Getting reports of an accident on your way to the inbound Lincoln over on 495. Eastbound getting out toward Pleasant Ave and Weehawk in a collision. That's causing delays out by the Lincoln Tunnel. Once you get to the tolls, it's 20. Holland 30, GWB still about 20 minutes as well. Watch for slowdowns. Eastbound BQE bumper to bumper up toward Cabin Plaza because of an earlier disabled truck. The Grand Central Parkway West at 188th. An accident still being cleared. And the Verrazano Bridge upper level, that's slowing down getting into Brooklyn with an accident there as well. LIE westbound at Jericho Turnpike getting reports of an overturned vehicle. Sunny today, high of 36. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hey, Joe on the radio. You know Mike Lindell. You know the love and respect I have for Mr. Lindell. He's my buddy and my friend, a great patriot, strong man of faith, inventor, and CEO of MyPillow. He wants to give you back something for helping make MyPillow the great American company that it is. So if you go to MyPillow.com, you go to Radio Listener Specials, right? Radio Listener Specials, and you get great discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and a lot more. But now, for example, this is it. You buy one, get one free today on Giza sheets. These Giza sheets are spectacular. I keep telling you about them. Giza sheets, buy one, get one free, plus free shipping. And it's huge because we know MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, but MyPillow has just announced that they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. And orders placed between now and Christmas Day will have that 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. It's great. You got to go to the Radio Listener Specials at MyPillow.com. You can call as well, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. And check out the MyPillows, too. You need a MyPillow. MyPillow makes a great Christmas gift, I am just saying. Like my cousin Paulie Pillow does. He always brings a pillow around. I got him the mattress topper. I'm telling you, now it's time to buy one, get one free on the Giza sheets. We got Christmas all figured out for you. Plus, free shipping. 800-651-0798 or MyPillow.com. Please use that promo code AM970.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable,
every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Mike Connors, host of Ask the Lawyer and published in New York Magazine's top-rated lawyers. Whether assisting a client with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, nursing home plan, or other matter, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of their clients' rights and interests. Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, has dedicated attorneys that can help you with estate planning, elder law, and probate. They listen to their clients to learn about their families, their financial picture, and their long-term goals, to create a comprehensive plan to meet your objectives. They assist with the complex tax matters that are often involved in estate planning and probate. Contact Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, with offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Midtown Manhattan, and Staten Island to schedule a free consultation with an attorney. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. And listen to Ask the Lawyer every Sunday morning at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio. Good morning, good morning. It is 644 on AM 970, The Answer. Did you go to Parry and Sons yet? Did you go? You know, I've told you about Parry and Sons many, many times at Franklin Lakes. Four generations, almost 100 years of selling and servicing fine jewelry. But Parry and Sons, they have a going out of business sale because Glenn and Maria are retiring. Great people, great folks, beautiful people. Katie and Debbie and the Parian family been there for 100 years, right, in Jersey. Now they said, we're retiring. Everything must go. Liquidating everything in the store. So when I tell you about those beautiful emeralds, I found out those green stones. Tell I'm a jewelry guy, huh? The emeralds, the designer watches, right? The designer jewelry, the diamonds where you, if you walk through and you want to see what's a good diamond, Maria got me the best diamond for little Charlie. She'll do the same for you when you go to Parry and Sons, right there in Franklin Avenue, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. But this is the week. This week, you could buy the jewelry and watches of your dreams at up to 70%. Nothing is being held back. Parry and Sons, going out of business sale, going on now, located on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. Today at 4 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello.
So, hey, Frankie, I got a question for you.
Anything.
I got. I don't want to watch because people listen. So if you see somebody in church, a guy in church, right, and he has his baseball cap on, and it's a member of the family, do you, except it's an in-law, so you really can't, do you say, hey, you got to lose the hat, you're in church, even though they're not Catholic? Do you say that? Do you impose that?
That's a good question.
Yes.
Knowing my personality, I would probably not say anything, but I would snicker and talk about that person to whomever was sitting on both the left and right of me.
Nice. I would tell them to take the hat off.
Well, you know, and I didn't have the opportunity.
All the time Al's spending in church, you know, we would.
No, because I didn't have the time, and we weren't seated together. If I was seated, if I was with that person, next to that person, could not believe it.
The press box.
In the press box,
they play the national anthem, right? So they ask everybody to stand
good,
up,
good,
remove
good. No,
your
yeah,
caps.
Yeah, well, very similar. Very okay. So, but you're in church, and if I'm in a mosque, I'm in a temple. If I go into a temple, I put a yarmulke on my head. I'm not gonna. I just out of respect. I mean, if I go to a mosque, I'm not gonna wear a hat on my head. It'd be disrespectful, no? Wouldn't it be disrespectful?
Yes.
You wear a that's so now I'm watching this and I want to go, hey man, lose the hat, man. But then of course you that's a family fight for 7 years. You know what I mean? You told me, am I right or wrong? You know, that's all the hats.
I'm the last guy to be asking about that.
So I said, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't off base.
No,
like
I think
that,
it's
right?
I think you go into a house of worship, take your hat off. That's proper protocol. You really should take your hat off if you're indoors anyway, But, I mean, yeah, in a church.
Yeah, you know what? You know, you're right. I remember when I first started working with the Boys and Girls Club in Newark, and I walked in with my baseball cap, and one of the kids said to me, this long time ago, he goes, "Oh, Mr. Piscopo, if you don't mind, sir, we don't wear our caps inside." How about that? How about that? Wow. The boys are going to get big shot. And I went, whoa. I said, thank you, son. Thank you very much. So I took my hat right off, you know. That was so. You're right. I guess you're not supposed to wear the cap inside, you know. So, and as a habit, when I walk in, I take my hat off. But in church, I'm thinking, come on. And the kids up there with, you know, praise Jesus. Jesus is born kind of thing. I just put my hat on. Unless my head.
You know what? I think the only exception really is if it's a cap that's signifying religion. Like if it's like a praise Jesus hat or something, maybe you kind of keep it on. But I really think in a church, you take the hat off.
Yeah.
But I've said to people at the game. I've said to people at the game, like, you know, like, excuse me, you know, your hat.
They leave it on. They leave it on, right?
Some do. Yeah. Some do. Yeah. And it's not right. You're not supposed
anyway,
to.
Anyway, just another thing that kind of irritated me before I
love it. Down. Can we
yesterday.
Get the rest? I mean, we got 3 hours and 10 minutes. Can we get all of it? Let's have an airing of grievances. Let's do Festivus
okay.
early.
No, it's, okay. have a, it's not till the 22nd, right, Festivus? It's
a no, good but idea. I think he should air his grievance. He's on a roll. Let him go. What else is annoying you, Joe? Come on.
Well, this is what's annoying me. This is from, no, you and you just covered it on the news, thank you, which is great. I love the fluidity of the show.
Thank you.
And, no, because I thought about it. Then I get a tweet, and thanks for tweeting, Jersey Joe, at JRZY, Joe Piscopo.
Just make sure your tweets are cohesive.
Otherwise, that's it.
Otherwise, you know, you're banned.
You know what, but it's true. It's true. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Go ahead. No, come on. Come on.
I got to watch the language here because it's a little vulgar, but is that the same racist... I'll just describe this because it's kind of graphic. What you said about the teacher in Jersey City who
said, she's not a teacher. She's a member of the Board of Education for Jersey City. So
and
she's
what
an elected
she say
official.
Now? What was my friend talking about here on Twitter? What was that
Joan Terrell Page asked, she posted a Facebook post, which has since been deleted. She said, asked if people would be brave enough to explore the message, in quotes, behind the attack. She also referred to some members of the Jewish community as brutes. This woman should resign immediately. There is no place for this, and especially that she is a member of the Board of Education. Does she not realize that these two people, not only did they hate cops, they hated Jews, and they were planning to attack the yeshiva next door, where
next
there
door.
Were 50 children in there.
Yep.
There is no excuse for this. None. She should resign immediately. And I guess they can't fire her because she's been elected. She has to resign.
Yeah, I ran on the money. And we'll cover that with Dov Hyken coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Joe Borelli had a great chat with Mayor Giuliani. I want to ask Joe about that. Judge Napolitano, John Clark, Arthur Idala. Always fun to have Arthur on the show. And Debbie Duhaime, our go-to gal on the roads and in life. Oh, my goodness gracious.
I thought it was so fun yesterday. I had a great time. It was so nice seeing everybody, you know?
You know what? It was. Everybody did have a good time. I was just stressed a little bit, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like, well, you have a lot of pressure.
Well, everybody's coming off. You need this, you need that, you need this. And it's like, okay, I'm glad I came here because I could have done this at the office. I said, sit down in an office setting, say, look, here's what we need. Here's the goals we got to hit. Here's what we're trying to do. And I'm hearing you loud and clear. Not at the Christmas party. When I'm under the gun trying to see more for Charlie, you know? Yeah. I walked out of there so like, oh, Merry Christmas.
It felt like you're in a business meeting, right?
And then I'm walking out, Joe, can I have a picture? Yeah, sure. I'm smiling, picturing. Debbie, I tell you, it's all good.
There was really a lady trying to take pictures from the side of the room. Al said,
I guess so. Yeah, I guess. And then Phil goes, and Phil Boyce, our programming guru, who we love. We love Phil. He goes, and we're so glad we allowed the spouses to come this year. And then, so you're good to be with your loved ones. And I turned, I said, thanks, Phil, making me feel really good now.
He said, well, you could have brought one of them.
Yeah, you could have bought all of them, Joe. That was great.
That was funny. Oh, it was a lot of fun.
Deb, you're the best. I love you. 6:52. Debbie's on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's see what's happening here on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, bumper to bumper into the Verrazano Bridge, upper level into Brooklyn, an accident. LIE West at Jericho Turnpike is an overturned vehicle. One lane is blocked. We're still seeing delays. Cross Bronx West at Jerome Avenue, an accident taking two lanes there. Alternate side in effect. It's a gridlock alert day. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
For the past decade, I've been dealing with very painful brown spots on my forehead. And I could never just take a wash rag across my forehead. I didn't dare because it would have been just horridly painful. And last week, in my haste, I scrubbed the whole thing, and there was no pain there. And so I quickly went to the mirror, and I realized the painful brown spots that I've been dealing with for the past decade, they're gone. I could barely speak. I could barely do anything. I was frozen in this elated state of mind because I've been battling this for the decade. And it wasn't until the following day I looked at my hands and I looked at my arm, and there's very few brown spots on my hands and arms. You know, as a retired RN, you know, I know the importance of nutrition. I always have. I mean, if you just feed people good food like this, it's actually healing you from the cellular level out. I'm living proof of that. Because there's only one thing that changed in my life, and that was taking Balance of Nature. And I will forever be grateful. I'll never stop taking it. I'll never be without my Balance of Nature, ever.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is In the Cauldron by Lou Paper. This is not just another book about Pearl Harbor. It's the story of Joseph Grew, America's ambassador to Japan, and his frantic effort in the months before the Pearl Harbor attack to orchestrate an agreement between Japan and the United States to avoid the war he saw coming. It's a story filled with hope and heartache. Enter to win a copy of In the Cauldron at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Here's your AM970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine mixing with clouds today, cold and becoming windy this afternoon, a high of 37. There can be a burst of snow late this afternoon or early tonight, which will leave behind a quick coating as well as some slick spots. For the rest of tonight, windy and bitterly cold with patchy clouds, low 16, but wind chills will be as low as the single digits. Mostly sunny, brisk and cold for tomorrow, high of 27. Sunny and cold on Friday with a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Rob Miller on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 656, telling you about Capalbos. Oh, yeah. Like, this was the best. This is the best. I got a note. Did somebody write me a note saying, what is the code for Capalbos? Because Frank Morano wants to order a whole bunch of Capalbos gift baskets, and he doesn't know the code. Apparently not listening, Frankie. That was so cute. Who wrote that note?
Somebody
wrote
I responded. I just wanted you to know that Dan Donovan's fiancée, Serena, wanted to make sure you got credit for all the Capalbos gift baskets she was ordering. I know the code. I was just letting you know.
Sorry. I thought Frank was going, what's the code again? What's the code, Jonah? Is Serena ordered Capalbos? Did she?
Yeah, a whole bunch, because she heard you say so.
What a great, I'll tell you, we love Serena and Dan Donovan. Great couple. Thank you, Serena, for that. Joe 970 is the code. Joe 970. And this is what I do. If I go to CapalbosOnline.com, by the way, the gift baskets are extraordinary. They really are. They're gift towers. They're like towers. And you can't believe you get that much for your money. Plus, most of them are 100, there's 100% satisfaction guarantee on everything. And most of the baskets come with free shipping. Free shipping. Family owned Capalbos. I keep telling you, I've known them. They've been there for 110 years. They're right there on the Allwood Road in Clifton. I've been there. I've watched how these baskets are made, how these towers are made. It's just spectacular. You got to try CapalbosOnline.com, right? You can call 800-252-6262, 800-252-6262, CapalbosOnline.com. But when you check out, go to Joe 970, you get 10% off your entire order. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbos. Hey, Joe on the radio. Oh, my gosh. Thanks. Thank you. I love you. You know what? You are therapeutic. You are wonderful. You are warm. And you are the... You, trust me. You're the reason we are here. Rich. Oh, trust me. You listening are the reason that we are here. So we thank you for that. And when we come back, when you get into some news of the day, put aside that impeachment stuff that's going to go away. It's going to be old news in a few months. Dove Hyken will join us. Councilman Joe Borelli, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Arthur Idala, John Clark as well. It's Piscopo in the Morning. We're coming right back.